The Guardian.
Can you describe for us today's ceremony?
Well, it was a very glittering ceremony in the Kremlin Palace, which went on for about, I would say, about 45 minutes, starting off with goose-stepping guards who came in very solemnly, bringing in Russia's constitution, the big red book, and watched by about 2,400 dignitaries, diplomats and Orthodox priests with beards and politicians. And then Mr. Putin turned up, walked a very long way down a red carpet and waited. And then finally, Dmitry Medvedev, Russia's new president, arrived and walked into the Kremlin. I have to say, he looked rather nervous. He kept scanning his feet when he came in, and he's rather a small guy, sort of surrounded by the kind of gilt grandeur of three Kremlin palace halls. But he got on stage, stood next to Putin, swore an oath, and became the president, Russia's third post-Soviet leader.
And what are the challenges facing Russia's new leader?
Well, they're numerous. I mean, he really has a very tricky in-tray. He has to deal with rising inflation, which is running at about 12%, with food prices, rising food prices, which is a source of big popular dissatisfaction here. He's got several foreign policy problems. There's a prospect of a looming war, even in Abkhazia, the breakaway region of Georgia, where sort of Russian and Georgian forces are sort of facing off. Then he's got bigger strategic issues to deal with, like Russia's relationship with the US, building a new friendship with the next president of the United States, and also even Britain, that you know, tiny country, and whether he accepts the recent offer from Gordon Brown for better relations with London. But I think, John, the biggest problem he faces is kind of surviving. Medvedev is not an ex-member of the KGB. He's not a member of the Siloviki, which is the sort of powerful faction here who have tremendous influence. And I think he's going to be on the lookout for people trying to chop his legs off.
Mentioning no names, Luke, but I mean, the Constitution prevented Vladimir Putin from standing again as president. And we're really in unknown territory now, aren't we? Dual rule of Russia by President Medvedev and Prime Minister Putin.
They stood side by side almost throughout this entire ceremony. I mean, it was a sort of two-man show. And of course, the first thing that Medvedev did was to nominate Putin as prime minister. Everyone I've talked to has said that Putin is the guy that you'll want to talk to. If you're a member of the elite, you'll dial Putin, you won't dial Medvedev. Now, how long this is the case, whether Putin intends to come back as president in 2012 or whether he intends to kind of gracefully retire and play golf and let Medvedev get on with it, we have to see. No one quite knows. It's an unusual arrangement. Whether it's a stable arrangement, we have to see.
If Medvedev did tire of sharing power with Putin, could he get rid of him?
Theoretically, formally, constitutionally, he could. He could get rid of his old friend. He could knife him in the back or in the front. But, there's no prospect of that. I mean, Medvedev and Putin have worked together for 17 years. Medvedev has always been the junior partner. The reason he got the job was, unlike Sergei Ivanov, who was the other sort of leading candidate, rather clever guy, Medvedev was immaculately loyal in the run-up to this sort of transition process and March's presidential election. So there's no way that Medvedev will turn on Putin. He's genetically incapable of doing that. So that means if Putin wants to, he will serve a full 4 years as prime minister. Normally, it's a fairly brief job, and people can be very quickly binned after a few months or years.
Russians are used to having a single strong leader. What do they think of this new dual power arrangement?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I mean, I went to a march of the Other Russia coalition, which opposes the Kremlin, and found myself surrounded by riot police and rather plucky old ladies. And if you talk to them, they think it's all a shower. They think that Putin and Medvedev are as bad as each other. And as one old lady said to me, these bastards have stolen all our resources. But if you talk to other people, some people who are more sympathetic towards Putin think that Medvedev is a decent chap, a kind of honest chap, and they like the stability of this handover, and they hope that the kind of prosperity of the last few years, which is, I think, Putin's big achievement, will carry on under Medvedev.
Luke, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.